This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Protesters converged on downtown Denver again last night to draw attention to the death of George Floyd, who has become a national symbol of police brutality. Denverites Kevin Beatty was outside the state capitol last night during a dramatic moment of the confrontations.
Police officers in military gear just covered the entire block with tear gas, probably 200 people, driving them all off the lawn. It was kind of like it kind of had a party atmosphere here before. People were hanging out in the street with some violence on the sides, people throwing rocks at police, but they cleared everyone out in like 5 minutes. It's pandemonium out here, really.
That's Denverite's Kevin Beatty. More protests are expected today. A memorial has been installed at Chautauqua Park in Boulder to honor six Chicano rights activists killed in bombings 46 years ago. The Daily Camera reports it's the first time the location of the first explosion has been marked. Three people died in that car bombing, and three more were killed 2 days later by another car bomb a couple miles away. The so-called Los Seis de Boulder were protesting the treatment of Mexican-American students at CU Boulder. And a Colorado Springs school district will start to bring back voluntary day camps and sports programs in June. School District 11 activities will include restrictions set up with the help of local health experts. Students must take regular health screenings and stay home if they're feeling sick. A district spokesman says getting students active is important right now. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.